Good evening. My name's Doug Bain, and I'm the father of the bride. So that's what I'm doing here in Prince Edward Island. And it's been a great experience, actually, to meet the folks here. And I was asked, you know, if I'd give my testimony, how I got saved. And I said, sure. Paul did that, and I think that's a great thing to do. And I really appreciated my brother's preaching of the gospel, very plain and clear. And I'll speak a little bit more on that later. But anyway, so I live in New York, and it's Western New York. A lot of people think of New York, they think of New York City, but actually most of New York is just like around here. It's country and rural area. And that's where I grew up, was about 20 miles southeast of Buffalo. So I did not grow up in a Christian home. I did have a good, stable home. My parents were loving parents and took good care of us kids. But we never went to church or anything. And I didn't know really, you know, I know the basics. I knew, okay, Jesus was born in Bethlehem. Everybody knows that, you know. And he died on a cross. Everybody knows that, and I knew that. We really didn't know what that had to do with me. But, you know, I knew about it. You know, from a young age, I was, I always had an interest / concern about death and life after death. You know, and I kind of wondered about it and kind of tried to pick up a few things, you know, and this is what I picked up. Good people go to heaven, bad people go to hell. And I thought I was a pretty good kid, you know. I didn't steal and stuff and, you know, get into all kinds of trouble and stuff. So I figured I was probably all right. So I coasted a while like that, figuring, you know, no big issue there. And when I was 15 years old, I met a young lady who was raised in the East Aurora Gospel Hall. And that was only a few miles from where I grew up. But like I said, I've never been to church or anything. One thing led to another. I started attending some gospel meetings. And I go to these gospel meetings, and they didn't have to drag me there. You know, I was kind of interested in that stuff anyway. And it's like, that's where I learned, let me back up just a little bit. My wife's family and some of her extended family, like it is here, attended the gospel hall, you know. And this is more towards you Christians, but, you know, these people live their religion. As an outsider, I could see that. You know, they weren't just Sunday Christians. You could see they lived it every day of the week. So I had a respect for what they had to say. So I listened to them when they would preach the gospel. And right from the Word of God here. And bring out some of these verses. It was a real eye-opener to me. I'm telling you. And I always look back at my life and I thought, yeah, you know, we didn't have the internet and everything back then, but it's like we had plenty of communication stuff. And how did I get to 15 years old and think that good people go to heaven and bad people go to hell when the Bible so clearly says in so many places that we're all going to hell because we're born in sin? And this isn't a one verse place. This is all over the Bible. And I do have kind of a favorite couple verses that I'd like to read at this moment. They're still kind of my favorites. In Ephesians chapter 2, you probably know where I'm going with this, so you're familiar with it. But Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." And it's like, wow, this is golden. You know, this is really something I had no idea of, you know. And it's kind of information that I looked for, you might as well say, my whole young life. But I was going along this life not having this information, okay? So I got this, and I learned verses like this, and there's many others that we could quote, you know, in Titus or wherever. You can go to Romans and find out all of sin, come short of the glory of God. And these were quoted to me during gospel meetings, you know? So, I go along attending gospel meetings for a few months, and this young lady that I was with, who, by the way, became my wife, great story to that, but she was concerned about me. I think she had a dream or something that I'd gone to hell, and she said, "So what do you think of this stuff that they're preaching, you know, at these gospel meetings and stuff?" And I says, "Oh, I agree with it, you know, sounds good to me." She says, "Well, then you're saved." And I said, "Yeah, I don't know, maybe. I just, you know, it's hard to get over this hill of believing the right way or and this, that, and the other thing." And she had an analogy that helped a lot. See, we live over by Niagara Falls there, so, you know, we've gone there several times and stuff. And back in the 1800s, there was this daredevil named Blondin who put a cable across the falls, kind of famous if you want to look it up. And he'd walk across the falls on this cable, you know, suspended above the falls of the cable. There was a story that there's a couple of guys on the bank. Of course, thousands were watching this. And one says to the other, "Well, you think he's going to make it?" The other one says, "Yeah, I think he's going to make it." He says, "Would you ride on his shoulders?" Oh, that's the difference between believing about and believing in. If you believe in, you'd ride on his shoulders. And you'd put it all on the line for that. And trusting it. So, you know, I'm still kind of thinking, you know, am I saved or am I not? I don't really feel like it or not. And I've heard stories about how people got saved. Heard a great one tonight, how a verse spoke to our brother here. And I've talked to other people who got saved through a verse of a hymn or different things. So, after a few days, I thought to myself, you know, I'm going to get this thing set one way or another. So I went in my room by myself with my Bible, waiting for something to happen so I'd know I was saved. So it's like, flip the Bible open. Nothing. Flip it here. Nothing. This went on for, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes or whatever. I'm thinking, man, if a picture would fall off the wall or something would happen here, I know I'm saved. So I gave up. I says, you know, it's just not coming to me. I don't know. I'll have to try it again some other day. So I went out of my room, sat in the living room and picked up the paper or something, started reading it or whatnot. After about 10 or 15 minutes of that, I said, I got to get this thing settled tonight. Put the paper away and went back in my room. Doing this. And then it come to me. And this is how I got saved. I quit trying. I says, you know something? I'm not going to have a verse to tell somebody. I'm not going to have a hymn to tell somebody. I'm not going to have something where the light came on But you know something? The Word of God says Jesus died for my sins. I don't have this, magical experience to tell you that happened. But I decided, you know something? Nothing does have to happen. That's it. That's what I'm banking on. And when my body's in that casket, that's all I'm going on. And here it is, 40 plus years later, and that's still all I got. And that's all I'm taking. And that's all you need. You've heard it before, It's not about going to church. It's not about trying to fix yourself up. You can't do it. What the Bible teaches is it's all about Christ and what you do with Him. So, this is my story, okay? Now, maybe some of you have grown up in a Christian home, Maybe you've heard this since you were this tall, okay? I didn't get this information until I was 15 years old. But what I'm telling you is this information is golden. This information is coming right out of the Word of God. It's not coming out of a religious organization or a book or anything. It's right from the Word of God. And, I can't save you. This is between you and God. But I can tell you, yes, Jesus was born in Bethlehem, and Jesus died on a cross. And now, with the right information, I can tell you what it does have to do with you. He did it because of you. Because you were born on the way to hell, and He did something about it. He paid the price on Calvary. That's why He died on that cross. It was because for you and me and the sins of the whole world, actually. Even though the whole world, is not going to be saved because they're going to reject Him, He still did it for them. To whosoever will. And these verses you might take for granted. John 3 and 16. I didn't know John 3 and 16. You think, well, everybody knows John 3:16. No, not everybody does. Even in developed countries like Canada and the U.S., this information is golden. And something that I forgot to mention that when I really started getting serious about whether I was saved or not, was it came to me that I didn't know for sure if I died that night if I wouldn't end up in hell. And that really spoke to me. That's why, I want to get this thing settled. I wanted to get this thing settled one way or another. And it brought it right to a head. And I can tell you something else. I've heard a lot of people testimony that got saved. And there is one similar thing they have. And that's when they put it right on the front burner. There was nothing more important in their life to get this thing dealt with. And I can tell you there is nothing more important in this life to get dealt with. Is your soul's salvation. And, whether you've heard it for the first time tonight, whether you've heard it all your life, you have got some great information. That message of the gospel from His Word. So I have two questions I just want to leave you with tonight for you to think about. The first question is, if you died tonight, are you sure you wouldn't end up in hell? Are you sure of that? And the next question is, you've got the information. What are you doing with it? What are you doing with this great invitation that cost God so much to present to you? Just ask yourself those two questions. Where would you be tonight if you died? And what are you doing with the information, the truth of the gospel that Jesus died for you? And right here, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Is it that simple? Yes. That was my problem. It was too simple. Salvation is the simplest thing in the world. It's just like picking up this book. All you got to do is take it, and it's yours. It is that simple. Shall we pray? Our Father, we come before you in the name of our Lord Jesus. We thank you for providing for everyone's salvation. We know this door of mercy won't stay open forever. There's a time when it'll be shut and the opportunity won't be there. And we don't know if today is the last day. So we pray earnestly for everyone in this room. Might they be sheltered under the wings of the Savior. Might they take advantage of God's salvation. We know now is the accepted time of salvation. We don't know if it'll be available tomorrow or next week. And we know that there's rejoicing in heaven over one sinner that repenteth. So we would look unto thee for these souls here in this room. And wherever the gospel would go forth today, it's just so important that souls would choose and choose wisely, choose life, choose salvation. In your name we pray. Amen.